we again want to thank Josh Newman for joining us at halftime. Monmouth 40, Iona 26, as we get ready for the second half. And fans, we want to remind you that the NJEA is the proud sponsor of Monmouth basketball, and they work to make public schools great for every child. Steve Bazzaz, Eddie Acapinti here courtside. Troy Overby back in the studio. Steve, we're ready for the second half. Should be an interesting one here. The final 20 from the Hines Athletic Center.
It's been a great first half for the Monmouth Hawks, shooting a high percentage. Iona really struggling, 26 points in that first half. A.J. English just has not really been a factor in this game at all. He's got 1 point, and we'll see if he comes out and tries to impose his will in the second half.
Hawks up 14. They shoot 55% in the first half. 12 points for Robinson, 9 for Jones, 8 for Kofani. Monmouth holds Iona to 32% from the floor, including just 3 of 13 from three-point range. David Lowry and his 3 fouls back on the floor here in the second half. He led Iona with 12 points as Monmouth will have the first possession here in the second half, moving left to right. Got a no doubt action-packed 20 minutes of basketball, Steve, ahead of us.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Eddie. We'll see how Iona responds to being down 14 as well.
Justin Robinson throws left wing to Deion Jones. Jones back to return pass Robinson. Iona, by the way, a perfect 11-0 here at home this season. Kofani at the foul line, throws back to Max DeLeo, top of the key. DeLeo picks up his dribble in the right corner, throws to Robinson, under 10 on the shot clock. Robinson with 6 on the clock, around a screen from Kofani. Behind the back dribble, lets a 3 fire up. It does hit off the rim, but it goes right to A.J. English. English, cross court, find to Kazmir in transition. Monmouth does well to get back. Throws to Ryden Hines, top of the key. Lowry drives around Zach Tillman in a foul with 19:15 to go in our game.
Well, let's credit Iona's defense. First possession of the second half. They really guarded the Hawks that time. Monmouth trying to get the ball into Zach Tillman. And Beavis actually did a great job of battling Tillman down low and not letting him get position. Now Tillman picks up his 4th foul here. He'll be coming out. Brady coming in.
That's a tough cover, by the way, for Zach Tillman as Lowry makes his first one, and Chris Brady will check in.
It just goes to show you matchups. You know, sometimes Tillman's the better play than Brady, and sometimes Brady's the better play than Tillman. Right now, Brady, with his length, probably the better matchup right now in this game.
Just said it a second ago, but Iona is a perfect 11-0 at home this season. They've won all 7 of their league games as Lowry goes 2-for-2. And just to give you a little perspective, Iona at home under Tim Kloos in MAC play is 39-4.
Wow.
Monmouth ball up 40-28. Kofani throws left corner to Deion Jones. Jones being guarded by English. Couple of dribbles. Floats one down low to Brady. Brady finishes.
That is a great pass by Deion Jones coming off the ball screen. Usually Jones has his head down looking to score. Brady's got position. A nice lob pass over the defense.
A.J. English is off on a 3. It leads to a leak out for Robinson. Robinson to the basket. He gets it to go. Monmouth still flying up 16.
Well, one thing you don't have to worry about is somebody stepping in and taking a charge on the Gales team. Justin Robinson just goes 1-on-2 there, gets to the rim and finishes.
David Lowry way short on a 3. Offensive rebound Amayo. Kazmir's 3 is off the mark. Another rebound Lowry. And a foul down low with 18:21 to go in the second half.
You know, it's amazing when teams struggle and shots that they normally make at a high clip are a little bit harder to make. You know, so Kazmir will probably bang that down 9 times out of 10, but because Monmouth has guarded so well and has made things difficult for them in this game, that shot's not as easy as it normally is.
Well, sometimes, I haven't said this all season, the ball does not lie, as David Lowry misses that first free throw.
Iona has really struggled from the foul line. I know Amayo's 0-for-4 from the line.
They're now 10 of 18 from the foul line. Lowry goes 1 of 2. It's 44-29 Monmouth. Kofani knocks over Kelvin Amayo. It's an offensive foul. And you know what? Flop or no, Kofani should not be in that predicament as he turns it over trying to advance the ball against full court pressure.
I agree, Eddie. It's a great point by you. Kofani's role is not catch the ball there and advance it over half court. So the Monmouth guards have to do a better job of breaking the press.
18:13 to go in our second half. And you know what? I give a lot of credit to Kelvin Amayo because he saw how uncomfortable Kofundi looked, Steve. And he just went and got right up in his grill, and he was going to make him dribble around him. It was a good heads-up play by him.
And Monmouth turns the ball over there. Credit the Iona defense. That's one thing you don't want to do is give them chances here to get back in this game.
2 minutes gone by in the second half. Monmouth up 15. Iona throws down low to Lowry. Jumps the pass, throws to Kazmir. Extra pass to English on the right wing. English traveled. No call, but he threw it away, so Monmouth will get the basketball back as I actually physically saw that pivot foot come up.
Oh, yeah, his pivot foot came up, dragged. That was certainly a travel, but he throws the ball out of bounds. Again, English not playing a very good game.
He's got 1 point this afternoon. 17:45 to go. Robinson looks right at Coach Rice to get his signal. Hawks up 15. Robinson dribbles himself over to the left wing. Top of the key, Deion Jones. Jones makes a beautiful move around English and then loses it on the way up. Lowry took it away from him. Was deflected on the way. Kazmir driving kick. David Lowry, top of the key. He bullet pass in the left corner. That three is good. Can't leave Cedric Kazmir open in the corner.
Kazmir gets an open look there. Great pass by Lowry, the skip pass.
Monmouth back the other way. Max DeLeo takes a shot in transition. He misses that one. Here come the Gales. Kazmir in transition. Finds English for three. That went off the mark. Rebound to Mayo. His putback is good. It's a 10-point game, 44-34.
Well, now it's all about poise. You knew Iona was going to go on a run eventually. The Monmouth Hawks have to show some maturity here, show some poise.
16:50 to go. Behind center comes alive in New Rochelle. Robinson calls for a Kofundi screen. He gets it. Now he's guarded by Amayo, top of the key. And Robinson is fouled by Kelvin Amayo, picking up his first foul with 16:36 to go.
He looked over at the bench. Amayo did laughing, like, my fault, I fouled him. But Jared Grasso, one of the top assistants for Iona, screamed over. He's going to his right.
Monmouth throws it away on the inbounds. DeLeo with a terrible inbounds pass. A.J. English lays it in. Here comes that Gales run. It's 44-36 Monmouth now. And Robinson will cross the timeline. No timeout taken by Coach Rice. And Kazmir fouls Kofundi. Foul number two on Kazmir as he poked the ball out from behind, but got a lot of the Monmouth fifth-year senior.
Well, Monmouth that time did the right job. Kofani's guy doubled. Robinson found him. Kofundi got the ball over half court, broke the press and the poke out, but that was a correct call as he got fouled. But again, Eddie, it's all about just taking your time, running your offense. Again, Iona has proven they don't want to guard for a long time, so if you run your offense, you're going to get good shots.
Monmouth with Deion Jones, drive and kick. Max DeLeo, three. An air ball. Lowry might have got a piece of it. English with the rebound. That's not the shot Monmouth needed. English is fouled by Kofundi, quickly picking up his third foul with 16:04 to go in the second half. Already the third, fourth Monmouth foul here in the second half.
And this is how momentum gets you. Iona now has a little bit of more energy, a little more hop in their step. A.J. English goes hard. I thought Kofundi played a pretty good job defensively. He gets called for the block, and that's going to be his third foul. That's big.
He sits with three. Lowry's in the game for Iona with three. Amayo's inbounds pass was deflected, so he'll now inbound on the other side of the basket. 16:03 to go in this second half. It was at one point a 16-point Monmouth lead. It's now down to eight. Amayo inbounds to Kazmir. Monmouth goes into that 2-3 zone. English way downtown is off the mark. And that ball goes out of bounds. David Lowry knocked it off a Monmouth player, I believe. And it will be Iona ball when we come back. Steve, 15:57 to go in our second half. Monmouth's 16-point lead's been cut down to eight. You keep bringing up poise. What is King Rice saying in the huddle now?
I'm assuming King Rice is going to say, guys, let's relax. Let's do the things that got us here, which was taking our time, getting to the rim, and then also they scored a lot in transition at the basket too, so get turnovers, get stops, run the floor.
15:57 to go here in our second half. Monmouth up eight, and we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Today's game broadcast brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs. Visit the Jersey Mike's on the corner of Route 36 and Monmouth Road in Carriage Square today, or order online at jerseymikes.com. Monmouth 44, Iona 36. And a little Montel Jordan on a Sunday afternoon is always...
always good.
Always good. As Steve Monmouth's 116-point lead now down to just 8.
Yeah, Monmouth right now, 2 of 5 in the second half. Iona's 3 of 8. They've also gotten to the foul line 4 times as well. And why have they taken more shots than Monmouth? Well, Monmouth has turned the ball over, also given up some offensive rebounds.
Iona inbounds, moving to our left.
In the gap! In the gap!
Hawks back to man. Deion Jones guards Kelvin Amayo. They bounce it on the left block. That's where Lowry is. Spins baseline. His shot is up and in off the window.
That's good defense right there by Chris Brady. Just a much better offensive play by David Lowry. Brady was straight up.
15:30 to go in this game. Deion Jones drives over to Max DeLeo in the right corner. Hawks led by 16, Steve, 3 minutes ago. And it's down to 6. Robinson top of the key. Guarded by Hines. Robinson to the paint. Leaves one for Brady. He'll finish down low.
Justin Robinson, great hesitation dribble there off the ball screen. Gets into the lane. The drop off to Brady. He finishes around traffic.
Robinson now with 3 assists to go along with 14 points. Amayo has it on the right wing. Dribbles right at David Lowry. His three-pointer is good. Set shot, standing still, 3, makes this a 5-point game.
He's such a tough matchup because of how good he is from the outside, and then he can put it on the floor and go right by you.
Andrew Nicholas, 3 in transition, barely grazes the front iron. Iona on a big run here. It's Monmouth 46-41. Lowry, drive, kick, English 3. Good, Iona's off and running, and it's a 2-point Monmouth game. The Gales with 19 points in the last 4.5 minutes.
Well, Eddie, sometimes momentum can work in a funny way. If this was a back-and-forth game, I don't know if Monmouth would feel as much pressure as they do now. But because Monmouth was up by so much, and then Iona comes back from so far behind, it feels like Iona has all the momentum right now. It might have been better off for Monmouth to just go a back-and-forth 2-point game the whole game. It wouldn't feel as pressurized right now.
King Rice takes a timeout with 14:22 to go. The 30-second timeout gets extended full. This was 40-26 at the half. Iona is on an absolutely huge 18-6 run. They ended the half on a big run and will take a quick timeout. 60-second pause with Monmouth up 2 here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. 22 to go here in the second half. Steve, Iona on a huge 16-2 run over the final 4 minutes. If you're just checking your score center right now, you see Monmouth up 2, you're kind of impressed. But what you don't see is that Monmouth led by 16, and like you just said, it's not like this game has been back and forth. It's been all one team and then all the other team.
Yeah, Monmouth was in complete control of this game, and the way Iona plays, they can go on a run like this in an absolute heartbeat, and they've done that and cut the game to 2. But it's almost like Monmouth would be better off if it was just a 2-point game the whole way, because so much momentum, the whole gym gets behind the comeback. It's pretty amazing how momentum just can carry you throughout a time span, and we'll see if it can carry Iona through the next 14 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not into that sabermetric stuff, but if you look at win probability, that chart right now is going crazy. As Justin Robinson, oh my goodness, splits a double team, Euro steps in the lane and finishes.
Robinson might be the best in the league and one of the best in the country at splitting, coming off a ball screen. He gets in the lane there, Euro step finish. What a play by Robinson.
Hawks back up by 4. Over 6 gone by here in this second half. English just hit his only 3. Top of the key. Drives in the lane and puts it in. After a quiet start, A.J. English now with 8 points.
Well, credit English there. He just banged a 3, so DeLeo closed out really hard on him. English was able to put the ball on the floor and go by him and finish at the rim.
Hawks up 2. King Rice trying to get his players in the right spot. He finally does as Nicholas sets a Robinson screen. Being guarded by Amayo. Robinson picks up his dribble. Throws to DeLeo, return pass with 13. Throws down low, Nicholas being guarded by Kashmir. Kicks it back out to Robinson, 8 on the shot clock. Robinson around a screen, has Hines in front of him. Little room for 3, in and out. Rebound pulled down by Amayo. Iona can tie or take the lead. Kelvin Amayo, English 4-3, off the front iron. Ball is tipped out to David Lowry. New shot clock for Iona. He hands to Kazmir for three. And Iona's in front, 49-48.
What is just an absolute recruit Kazmir was for this team. Fits right in with the way they play. The offensive rebound, pitch back right to Kazmir, and he knocks down that three. Now we have a jump ball, and it'll be going Iona's way.
English ties up Nicholas. Iona plays in waves. Right now, Monmouth Steve needs to make sure that tidal wave doesn't knock them out. 12:45 to go in this game. The Gales in front by one. Kazmir has 12. Lowry has 20. If Iona hits a three here, the roof is going to fall off of this place. Lowry finds English to the basket. He's fouled by Brady. Brady puts him down with 12:34 to go. Hard foul. We'll send English to the line for two.
And that's a great foul by Chris Brady. English comes off the curl, comes into the lane. Old 1990s Knicks, we refer to those guys a lot in the air. Brady, I like the foul by Chris Brady. The body and then the swat down to make sure English doesn't get that shot up after getting the foul.
Second foul on Brady. Sends English to the line. Had 1 point at halftime. Now has nine. And he puts Iona up two. Colin Stewart and Max DeLeo will take a seat. I'll tell you, Iona Steve looked disinterested the first 20 minutes in this game. The last seven and a half, they're pretty locked in.
It just goes to show you, when you start making a couple shots, it's contagious, especially for a team like this, that they feed off of that for each other.
After those two English free throws, Iona up three. Monmouth advances with now 12 and a half to go here in the second half. Intensity in this game has really picked up. Robinson drives, kicks. Nicholas corner three is off the mark. Lowry tips the rebound to Ryden Hines. Here comes Kazmir. Waits for his teammates to join him. With 30 seconds on the shot clock now. Out to A.J. English. English dumps it down low to Lowry. Lowry backs out. Bullet pass to Hines. Pumps it three. Gets Stewart in the air. Finds Kazmir. His three is off the mark. Colin Stewart with a big rebound. You hear King Rice screaming for his team to go. Stewart around a screen is fouled. 11:49 to go in the second half. Colin Stewart with a nice little move as that foul will go on Cedric Kazmir.
Well, the Monmouth Hall coaches want them to push because Iona does not do a good job of getting back on defense, and a big part of Monmouth's run in the first half was from getting stops and then running the floor and scoring in transition.
11 minutes, 49 seconds to go here in our second half. Iona's up 51-48. How about this stat for you, Steve? The Gales scored 26 all first half. They've scored 25 in 8 minutes and change.
That's the kind of firepower they have. I'm not surprised one bit that they've gone on a run and actually taken the lead in this game because that's how fast they do it, especially here at home.
11:49 to go. Iona up three. We step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Monmouth led this game 40-26 at halftime. Since we've resumed play in the second half, Iona's outscored the Hawks 25-8. Iona is 8 of 15 from the floor in the second half, including 4 of 11 from 3. It's a three-point game, 51-48. A.J. English at halftime at a point. He now has 10. David Lowry has 20. Cedric Kazmir has 12 for Monmouth. Justin Robinson has 16. 9 apiece for Deion Jones and Chris Brady. 8 points for Brees Covani. This has been just a complete tale of two halves. And right now, Iona's the team with momentum. They've forced Monmouth into 13 turnovers. And now, if you're going to beat the top team in the MAC on their home floor, it's going to take something special. The final 11:49. Iona's won 13 straight games in this gym, including all 11 they've played this season up to this point. Can Monmouth stop the Iona run? We'll find out now. Austin Tillman's checked in. Zach Tillman as well. Monmouth inbounds. Inbound to Colin Stewart. Stewart at the foul line. Drives around Amayo, and he's fouled by Kelvin Amayo on the way up. 11:44 to go in the second half. Colin Stewart hasn't scored in this game as Amayo picks up his second foul. So Stewart will go to the line for a couple. And it's a point that my broadcast partners made all game. And it's something I said just off air, Steve, to senior associate AD Jeff Stapleton, that if Monmouth, when they break the pressure and Stewart makes the first free throw from Iona, if you don't get a layup, run offense. You're going to get good looks.
Yeah, Iona doesn't want to guard you for very long, so keep doing what got you here. You know, break the press, try to score, punish the press, try to get shots in transition. If not, run your offense, then go ball screen, try to get something going towards the rim. Eddie, I took a quick bathroom break. I ran back. I'm a little out of breath myself here.
That's okay. I got it, buddy. Colin Stewart's two free throws make this a one-point game. David Lowry driving kick. Ryden Hines is long on a three. And Kelvin Amayo pulls down an offensive rebound. He's fouled by Andrew Nicholas. That'll be foul number two on Red with 11:29 to go in the second half.
That's also the sixth Monmouth team foul, so next foul will be 1-1.
Amayo to inbound with 11:29 to go in the second half. Gets it into Hines. As now Iona will kick it out. Kazmir, top of the key. Throws it left wing to English. Monmouth in that zone. He throws top of the key to Lowry. Lowry pumps to get Tillman in the air. Now drives right at Stewart and puts one in off the window.
Colin Stewart looked like he was trying to get out of the way there. He's got to step up, be strong, go vertical, and try to take a charge on Lowry, try to get Lowry his fourth foul.
Offensive foul here will go on Austin Tillman from Monmouth. It's his second foul. He tried to set a dribble handoff screen to Robinson. Freshman called for that one.
Quite honestly, Eddie, this is not a game for Austin Tillman. I think the pace is way too fast for him. He struggles with some smaller guards, and Kazmir has been really, really in him in this game.
11:04 to go here in our second half. Iona up 53-50. You know, Steve, it's like there's games certain guys can have success in, and then there's other games where they're not ready yet. And you know what? At Manhattan, it was a tough matchup for Austin, and then today as well. Here he guards A.J. English. English step back on Tillman. No good off the front iron, but Amayo tips it in. Iona up five.
Right, English puts up a really tough shot there, and now King Rice is going to go to Jones and Kofani and Max DeLeo, and I completely agree with him. Great job by King Rice getting those guys back in.
10.5 to go, second half. Iona up five. They were down 14 at halftime. Robinson is fouled by A.J. English. It's his second foul. And I'll tell you what, Steve, King Rice is as close to getting a technical as I've ever seen a coach without being whistled for one. English had his hands all over Robinson, and the call finally came.
Yeah, and I don't know if they saw this or not, but English and J-Rob had a little bit of a, I don't want to say a shoving match there, but they were kind of talking to each other after that play and kind of going chest to chest a little bit.
I mean, English has had beef with everybody, it seems.
Well, he's probably arguably the best player in the league and is usually putting buckets on a lot of guys, so I can see people getting frustrated going against him, but he's a big-time player.
The officials, before they inbound, they're trying to tell the Iona coaches, not only is Tim Kloos about 10 feet on the floor, but Jared Grosso is about 10 feet on the floor as well. So they finally calm everyone down as Monmouth inbounds to Deion Jones in the right corner. Throws top of the key to Robinson. Robinson, a little one-on-one with English. Spins in the lane, kicks it out top of the key. Nicholas drives on Kazmir. Picks up his dribble. Now he'll throw to Deion Jones. Jones to the pullback. Little double clutch is good.
That was a pretty amazing shot there by Deion Jones. Step back, double clutch, puts it in.
Midway point, second half. It's a one-possession game. Iona leads 55-52. Monmouth in that zone. English to Lowry. His three rims out. Brees Kofani with the rebound. Hawks want to push. Robinson, cross-court find to Nicholas. Three for the tie. In and out for Kofani with a one-handed dunk follow. Hashtag SC Top 10 coming at you.
Wow, what a play by Kofani. Great pass by Robinson to Nicholas. Nicholas can't get the shot to fall, but Kofani running the floor, one-handed follow, and the slam. Wow, what a play.
Three in the corner is good for A.J. English. Iona back up 58-54. And Deion Jones called for traveling before he can get rolling after Monmouth broke that pressure. Iona will get it back leading by four.
Now that's what you worry about when you play zone, is that even with a shot, or even with a player closing out on A.J. English, he's still able with that quick release to get that shot off and line himself up in the left corner against the zone.
9:15 to go here in this second half. I tell you, Steve, this game has a little bite to it at this point. Hawks down four. Iona moving it around the Iona perimeter here. Hawks stay in that 2-3 zone. English has it top of the key. Throws right wing to Lowry. Lowry goes back to English. 11 on the shot clock. English being watched by Robinson. Gets a hind screen. English step back. Picks up his dribble. Finds Lowry down low, and a travel is called on David Lowry with 8:49 to go.
Good call. Good defense there by the Monmouth Hawks. English got the ball screen. Robinson went over the top. Nicholas was there to hedge and trap, forcing English to give up the ball.
Monmouth throws it down court in a hurry. Deion Jones is cut off as Amayo didn't know who he was guarding. As now Robinson gets it back with 8:40 to go. Monmouth down 58-54. Robinson gets his instructions from King Rice. Drives around English. Robinson all the way to the basket. Lays it in with the left hand. Justin Robinson has 18.
That time Robinson refuses the ball screen. English was looking for it. Robinson went the other way. Goes right down the lane and finishes.
8:20 in this game. Monmouth weathered that Iona storm, Steve. And now it's back to just a back and forth game. Gale's up two. English calling out instructions. Iona in the half court. Throws it right wing to Kashmir. Back to English top of the key. Swings it to Hines on the left wing. Hines with 10 on the shot clock. Throws it down low to Lowry. 5 on the shot clock. Lowry cross court to Kashmir. Gets DeLeo in the air. Pulls up for a long two. That one's off the mark. Max DeLeo with the rebound. And he's fouled by Kelvin Amayo. That'll be foul number 3 on Amayo. And 1-1, I believe, when we come back, Steve. Monmouth has successfully, I think, weathered the Iona storm. Hawks trail by 2, 7:53 to go.
I would agree. Now the momentum has kind of shifted a little bit here, and we'll see if the Hawks can get some of their own momentum coming back here on this under 8. Max DeLeo going to the foul line.
Hawks down 58-56, 7:53 to go. We're back after a 60-second pause here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Monmouth trailing Iona 58-56. As we come back, fans, want to remind you, Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant, proud supporter of Monmouth basketball. Visit them online at rooneysocean.com. 7:53 to go in a very exciting second half, Steve. Monmouth trailing Iona 58-56. Couple of statistics in that first half that have done a 180 here in the second half.
Yeah, Iona now leads the game in offensive rebounds 11-9. Also, Monmouth has 15 turnovers to Iona's 9. So Iona plus 6 in that category and plus 2 on the offensive glass. How about this? Iona has taken 27 three-pointers. They're 8 of 27. A.J. English is 2 of 10. Kazmir's 3 of 9. David Lowry is 2 of 5. Lowry's also 8 of 10 from the foul line.
Max DeLeo is at the foul line, and he makes his first free throw at 1-1. Iona has 17 fouls. Steve, Monmouth only with 3 team fouls with 7 minutes and 53 seconds to go. Max DeLeo misses an opportunity to tie this game. Amayo pulls down the rebound, so the Hawks trail by 1. Hawks are shooting 53% from the floor, but now under 70% from the line as a team.
Hawks change defense now, going back to the man-to-man.
Lowry being guarded by Kofani. Here comes the double team. They find Kashmir. He gets in the lane. Driving kick out to Lowry. Lowry's going to drive now. He drives around Robinson. His shot is altered at the window and missed. And it's a rebound to Max DeLeo. Monmouth can regain a lead with 7:20 to go. Deion Jones right to the basket. Wave it away. It's an offensive foul as he bowled over Ryden Hines. I want a replay on that. Was he in the circle?
Well, that's what we got to look here, Eddie. And it didn't even look like Hines was too set because he was battling for position down low. He might have been in the restricted area. It's a tough call. Really could go either way.
Iona gets it back, leading by a point, 7:15 to go.
Let's go, Red! Go, Red!
You know, Steve, if you look at the score at this point, I can't tell whose pace the game is being played at. It's kind of come in spurts for Iona, but for the most part, it's been Monmouth. English driving kick out to Kashmir. His three's off the front iron. Max DeLeo pulls down the rebound. Robinson into the front court. Throws for DeLeo. He's cut off by Hines. Now he finds Nicholas backdoor. Nicholas's floater gives Monmouth a one-point lead.
You just got to get the ball in the lane. Sometimes it's a simple game, right? Iona does not want to guard. They don't want to foul. They don't have a shot blocker. Run your offense, swing the ball, get the ball into the lane, and make layups at the rim.
Hawks up 59-58, 6.5 minutes left. Kazmir throws down low to Lowry, and a foul is called on Brees Kofoni. It's foul number four on Kofoni. Foul trouble, Steve, is definitely a possibility as Deion Jones has three for Iona. It's Amayo, Kazmir, and Lowry all with three.
And Kofoni picks up his fourth there as he wrapped up Lowry. That was a good call. I think Brady should be coming in for Kofoni. Here he comes.
As Kofoni pulls down the rebound, he gets undercut on the one and one. They call Kofoni for a travel. How is that not an undercut foul on Kelvin Amayo?
Yeah, it was either Amayo or Hines that went underneath Kofoni and made him fall to the ground. They end up calling a travel on Kofoni.
You know, I think you're right. I think it was Hines, but, oh, man, he got undercut. 6:28 to go, second half. Monmouth does lead by one. English will inbound. Oh, man. Muhammad has checked in for Iona. English gets it into Lowry. He'll finish with a left hand.
And that play right there, that call, cost the Monmouth Hawks 2 points. As Iona gets baseline out of bounds, they lose Lowry, and then he gets an easy layup.
Deion Jones drives for Monmouth the other way. He's fouled at the rim with 6:14 to go. So Deion will go to the line. That foul will go on Amayo. That's foul number four on Kelvin Amayo.
These guys don't want to play defense, and I keep saying that, but really they just want to outscore you. And when they shoot so many threes, they're going to have nights where they really, really bang them down. And then they're going to have nights like tonight where they've hit them, but they haven't really hit them at the highest rate. Right now they're 8 of 28 in the game. That's not 30%. And Mamet's only made 2 3-pointers-pointers in this game. So that's where the equalizer is for Iona, is that three-point shot, and they just want to outshoot you. That's what they want to do.
Steve, Monmouth is one of the most improved free-throw shooting teams in the MAC, but Jones misses that first one, and the Hawks now are just 9 of 14 from the free-throw line. They shoot 73% as a team coming in. Jones goes 1 of 2. We're all square at 60 with 6:14 to go.
This has been a great game.
Really has been. No Isaiah Williams at all in this game. We were told he might play. He warmed up and he's dressed, but he has not played at all in this game. As Iona moves it around the perimeter here against the Monmouth 2-3 zone. English throws left corner. That's Muhammad. Back to English. Steps into an NBA range three. Off the mark. Chris Brady pulls the rebound down. Justin Robinson throw ahead to Deion Jones. Deion into the corner. Nicholas had three, didn't want it. Now he's going to attack the basket, and a blocking foul will go on Cedric Kazmir. That'll be foul number four on the Iona freshman.
Nice decision there by Andrew Nicholas. Had two guys closing out on him in the right corner. He's able to drive to his left hand, go strong. Kazmir actually stepped in to take a charge, but he was a little late. Nicholas now going to the line.
Andrew Nicholas with just 2 points this afternoon. Monmouth is now 10 of 15 from the line. Nicholas misses the first one. Iona's missed a ton of free throws, too. Jelani Dublin checks in. He takes out Kelvin Amayo. So Kazmir will stay on with those four fouls. Amayo's four fouls go over to the bench. Five minutes, 44 seconds to go, second half. Andrew Nicholas gives Monmouth, keeps this one tied. Brady offensive rebound, and he is fouled by Muhammad. They say the foul was on the floor on Ibn Muhammad. His second foul is the 10th on Iona. So now, Steve, you have fouls the rest of the way. Muhammad's next foul is their 10th. You got two free throws now the rest of this game.
Brady doing a good job using his size, getting to that ball, drawing the foul. Now he'll be going to the line. Foul shots are huge. Monmouth has missed a few. They're 10 of 17 right now in this game. Iona's 12 of 21.
Make that now 10 of 18 for Monmouth as Brady misses that one.
Wasn't even close.
You know, at one point, does maybe the pressure even get to players a little bit? On the road, on ESPN3, at the top seed. Brady goes 1 of 2. Monmouth back in front by a point. 5:40 to go.
And King Rice calling out the 2 defense. Monmouth going back to 2-3. Always doing a great job. King Rice switching up the defense.
Dublin swings it left wing. That's where English is. Goes left elbow. David Lowry. Lowry right to the basket. Brady blocked it. Rebound Dublin. Brady got that one, and he's called for the foul. Chris Brady will pick up foul number 3. 5:26 to go.
Great job by Deion Jones stepping up to help. Chris Brady was straight up. They got the block on Lowry, but Dublin was there for the offensive rebound.
Jelani Dublin shooting two.
So Jelani Dublin will shoot two. The transfer from Longwood University, playing his fifth year in New Rochelle. His first free throw is off. Zach Tillman back in. And his four fouls, Brady will come out. Iona struggling from the foul line as well in this one, Steve. Just 12 of 22. Not much charity from the stripe this afternoon. As Dublin ties this game at 61 with 5 minutes 26 seconds to go. Inbounds, Robinson breaks the pressure. And I think this is where Monmouth needs to live, Steve. Play Iona half court, you're going to win the game. Robinson around a Tillman screen. Drives, kicks into the corner. Nicholas had three, didn't want it. Now Deion Jones has it top of the key, throws down low to Zach Tillman. Righty jump hook is off the mark. Rebound comes down to A.J. English.
You know, it's not a bad shot, but Zach Tillman has hardly played in this second half. I think he had a kick out there to Andrew Nicholas, and I think Andrew Nicholas on his first one had a shot attempt.
Under 5 minutes to go. Iona controlling. Monmouth and Gales all tied at 61. English top of the key, being guarded by Nicholas. English drives, leaves behind for Dublin. Nicholas blocked it. Huge block for Red. Now let's go back the other way. Robinson in a 61-61 game will slow things down. 4.5 to go. Robinson around a double stagger screen top of the key. Throws to Nicholas. He wants the three. Misses it short. Rebound to Kazmir.
Nicholas had a good look on it. He just got to get his legs into his shot. Short.
4:20 to go. Kazmir top of the key around a screen. Loses it for a second. DeLeo comes away with it. What a defensive play by DeLeo. Here comes Robinson now. Little 3-on-2. Robinson right at Kazmir. At the lane, finishes. Monmouth up two.
You can hear the Monmouth coaches every time Monmouth gets the ball. Go, go, go. Again, Iona doesn't like get back on defense that well. They're also not very deep. Monmouth wants to run these guys and get them a little tired. Monmouth's best offense is really when they're in transition.
Under 4 minutes to go. The Hawks go back in front, 63-61. Iona throws it in the corner. That's Cedric Kazmir. Some defense chance behind us on the road at the Hind Center. 8 on the shot clock. English spins on Robinson. Loses it on the way up. Deion Jones comes away with it. Monmouth up two. Here comes Jones for Robinson. He pumps it three. Leaves up for Jones. Now Monmouth can reset, Steve, with 3:25 to go. I know there's a lot of emotion in this game. Robinson, oh, he splits a double team to the basket. Oh, he got it again. Robinson is taking this game over. He's got 22, and Tim Kloos takes a timeout. Justin Robinson making his case for first-team All-MAC on the biggest stage in the league.
But Justin Robinson in December against Iona had 25 points, doing a lot of what he's doing tonight, going against that double team, splitting the double team on the ball screen, getting to the rim and finishing. Again, Iona lacks shot blockers. They don't have a lot of size down low. Monmouth getting a lot of points at the rim.
A full timeout taken by Tim Kloos. Monmouth 65, Iona 61, 3:16 to go. I hope the entire MAC is watching this game. It's the only game in town right now, Steve. They are being treated to a phenomenal college basketball game. And I'll tell you something, I think the folks in West Long Branch don't realize how special it is. They get to see this team, and specifically Justin Robinson, turning into a star this afternoon.
Justin Robinson has just had a phenomenal season. Everything that the Monmouth needs for him to do, he does it. And when you have a guy like that, it just makes your job as a coach so much more, I don't want to say easy, but when you can say, go, 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 and get it to Justin Robinson and know that most of the time something good is going to happen, that's just a great benefit for Coach Rice.
His career high, Steve, was 25. You know when he did that?
Against Iona.
92-89, back on December the 7th in the MAC. This afternoon, he's got 22. And it's the way that he's been doing it, taking this game over. As Monmouth will now have to go on the defensive, Iona will inbound, down four with 3:16 to go. What a game. I know the MAC tournament's not for another week and a half, but it feels like we're there now.
And credit the Monmouth Hawks for withstanding that Iona run in the beginning of the second half, responding to it, and now taking the lead.
Iona inbounds to Kazmir, and Deion Jones picks up a careless foul, his fourth, Steve, and it was a foul. Deion was out of position.
Kazmir caught it, turned very fast to go. Jones fouled him, and it's going to be 2 points now because Kazmir shoots 90% from the line.
3:15 to go. Mammoth 65, Iona 61. We are definitely strapped in for an exciting couple of minutes here at the Heinz Center.
This has been a phenomenal game, Eddie.
It's been a great one. Come back for the conclusion. Hawks up four. We take a 60-second pause here on the Shore Sports and Mammoth Digital Network.
Oh.
Troy, are you good? 3 minutes, 15 seconds to go in an exciting second half that has Mammoth in front of Iona, 65-61. Fans of the Hawks want to thank their premier sponsors this basketball season. World Subaru, Coca-Cola, McClune's Restaurants, the Asbury Park Press, and Barnabas Health Mammoth Medical Center for their support throughout the season. Steve, Mammoth up four. They've been outscored this half by 10, but the bigger story is the storm that they have weathered from Iona to now lead by four.
Credit the Mammoth Hawks for withstanding that storm, taking a four-point lead after falling behind. Justin Robinson has 22 points on 9 of 13 shooting and 3 assists, 3 rebounds. Deion Jones has 12. Brees Cofani has 10 and 8 in this game. Max DeLeo, 5 and 5. Chris Brady, 10 and 7 in this game so far. Great job by him playing his role. Kazmir makes that first shot. Mammoth shooting 54%. Iona 37%, but the difference is all the threes that they've made. Even though they've taken a lot, they've made 8 threes to Mammoth's 2.
Kazmir, as Steve said, automatic at the line. Knocks down 2. It's a 2-point game. 65-63. 3 minutes to go in this second half. Robinson has been just fantastic for Mammoth. Here he goes pick and roll with Justin Robinson, or with Andrew Nicholas. Now he'll bring it back out with 18 on the clock. Ball's not leaving his hands, his possession. 15 seconds to go, and Robinson is fouled by Muhammad. Foul number 3 with 2:53 to go. He'll have 2 free throws.
And think about when you're winning, shot clock rolling down, you give the ball to Justin Robinson, and he's such a tough cover because he's so dynamic. That's a tough cover for Muhammad there. He ends up having to hold. Robinson gets called for the foul. Now J-Rob going to the line shooting 2.
22 points, 3 assists, 3 rebounds. He gets a nice roll on his first one. Ryden Hines checks back in for Ibn Muhammad. Robinson, another free throw coming. Made them both. Hawks back in front by 4.
We'll see what defense the Hawks go into. Looks like they're going to fall back into the 2-3. Got to know where English and Kazmir are.
English is holding the ball 30 feet from the basket. Now he gives the Kazmir return pass. English on the right wing. 20 on the shot clock. English backs it out with the dribble. He's just standing near midcourt. 15 on the shot clock. English throws a lob for Amayo. He comes down with it. Now kicks it out to Kazmir for 3. He rolls it in. It's a 1-point game.
Well, they threw the lob down low to Amayo. Nicholas had to go with it, so it took him off the wing down low. Robinson then rotated over to close out Kazmir. Kazmir just made a great shot because that was a great closeout by Robinson.
Hawks up 67-66. 2 minutes to go. Robinson just dribbling it with Amayo. He's right in front of us. Robinson bringing the shot clock all the way down now under 2 minutes. Around a Nicholas screen. Robinson one-on-one with Lowry. Drives around him to the floater. That one is short. Rebound comes down to Amayo. Iona can take a lead with under a minute 45 to go here.
And that was all the Justin Robinson possession there. And they went side screen and roll. Robinson going to the right side of the floor. He's better off in the middle when he can go either way.
Robinson knocks this Kazmir pass out of bounds. So Iona will inbound with exactly 100 seconds to go in this game. 24 on the shot clock. Kazmir's got 17. Lowry has 24. Mammoth, regardless, has done a really good job on Iona defensively in this game. Lowry kick out to Kazmir, top of the key. Over to English on the right wing. Hawks back to the man. English is harassed by DeLeo. Puts it on the floor a couple of times. Cofani blocks the shot. It's an offensive foul. Take the block away. English called for the foul as Nicholas drew it.
What a job by Andrew Nicholas there. English was a little out of control. Thought he might have even traveled, too. Great job, Brees Cofani, getting up and blocking that shot. But the charge goes. That'll be English's,
I believe it's foul number 3.
3 for A.J. English.
I actually don't even think it was a foul. Watching that replay, it looked as though just a clean block. Nevertheless, Monmouth has it up one, 80 seconds left. Robinson, Nicholas, DeLeo in the right corner now. DeLeo gives it back to Robinson, being guarded by Kazmir with 1:10 to go, and King Rice takes a timeout with 1:09 left. He has two timeouts remaining, with Monmouth now in front 67-66.
I think Monmouth is using the ball screen with Andrew Nicholas. I like it better when they use the ball screen with one of the bigs, whether it's Tillman, Brady, or now Kofani's in the game right now. So I'd like to see them go ball screen with Kofani, try to let Robinson look to split it. You know, with Nicholas, they might be able to switch it. Nicholas isn't a threat to roll to the basket. He is a guy to step out and shoot, but he hasn't really shot the ball that well. So I'd like to see it better with a big guy on the ball screen.
You know, Steve, I'm inclined to believe exactly what you're saying. I'd rather Nicholas be spotted up standing somewhere, and you want your big guy diving to the rim even to draw traffic down that way.
Yeah, when Robinson comes off the ball screen, the guy who sets it for him, let's say Kofani, he rolls to the rim. That usually brings attention, and then you might be able to go a skip pass or diagonal pass to a guy like Nicholas spotting up.
Nicholas, the player to inbound in front of us. Monmouth will have 15 on the shot clock. He inbounds to Robinson. He's guarded by Kazmir. They throw down low to Deion Jones. Jones double team. It comes from Amayo and English. Deion steps through it, and he's fouled. A foul is called on A.J. English with exactly 1 minute to go. He picks up foul number four, joining Amayo and Kazmir with that number, as it'll be two free throws now for Deion Jones.
Well, they elected to go to Jones down low, posting up Amayo. English came over and double-teamed. Credit Deion Jones for having some poise, being strong with the ball, using his pivots to step through that double-team, and that's what really drew the foul, was Deion Jones being strong and stepping through that double team.
Tim Kloos takes a timeout. He'll take a 30-second timeout with exactly 1 minute to go. So game set similar to the last. 67-66 MU in front. Deion Jones will have a couple of free throws coming. Been just a phenomenal basketball game, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been great.
Fans, we want to remind you again, the final two home dates already set in stone. Two doubleheaders. February the 26th, March the 1st. Tickets available. Call 732-263-5735 or email hawktickets@monmouth.edu. You can also visit monmouthhawks.com and buy your tickets online. The top five seeds in this MAC tournament already set. Monmouth and Iona 2 with a 5. Ryder, Manhattan, Canisius, the other 5. The order in which they finish is what's up for grabs. If Monmouth's able to hang on and win this game, Steve, they'll be tied with Ryder, and actually, because of the head-to-head matchup, they'll be in second place all by themselves if they're able to hang on, at least till Thursday night when those two teams meet at the MAC.
Yeah, this has been an incredible basketball game. Standings, but even more than standings, just to let maybe the league know that Monmouth is definitely for real, if you don't think so already. And Deion Jones knocks down that first free throw.
And that's what I said to you coming up. We'll explain that next dead ball we get a chance, as Jones made his first one. Foul shot number two is off the front iron. Rebound to David Lowry. Monmouth up two, under 1 minute to go.
Get a stop!
1 minute, under 1 minute.
Hawks go back to man-to-man. Robinson is guarding Kazmir. English with DeLeo on him on the left wing. Throws top of the key, Hines. Now it's Kazmir with 18 on the shot clock. 40 seconds left in this one. Kazmir gives it over to English. He has struggled all game, being guarded by DeLeo. English gets DeLeo in the air to the step back. Put it in, and a foul! A.J. English with a chance for a three-point play to give Iona a lead with 33 seconds left.
Well, A.J. English just doing what the player of the year does. Just a one-on-one play. Draws the foul on Max DeLeo. It was a good call. DeLeo went in the air, contacted A.J. English. Not many people can make that shot, especially over Max DeLeo. English banged it down. Now he's going to the line to put Iona up one.
It's a tie game. English's free throw rolls in. Iona's up 69-68. Monmouth can have the final possession of this game with 30 seconds to go. Jones will cross the timeline. They're going to hand off to Robinson. King Rice has two timeouts left. 23 seconds to go. Robinson dribbling. King Rice gave him a look. Steve, he said, go win the game. He nodded his head. Robinson with 15 seconds. Can Justin Robinson do it again? Can he win this game? 10 seconds to go. King Rice wants it. Robinson wants it. Robinson in the lane. Floater. No good. Ball out of bounds off of Iona. It'll be Monmouth ball with 2.8 seconds to go, and King Rice will take a timeout.
This has been a great basketball game. What I don't agree with, though, Eddie, is when you're down one, you got to go right after it. King Rice might be saying, you know what, momentum-wise, we're on the road. Let's just get the last shot and get out of here, win or lose. But usually when you're down, you want to go after it, because if you do miss, you leave time to foul and then come back down with another possession. Justin Robinson gets to the basket, gets a floater, misses it. Monmouth catches a break because the ball goes out of bounds, and now they have it baseline out of bounds. You know that one look here is going to be a Brees Kofani lob. We'll see if they can get that going.
2.8 seconds left. Iona 69, Monmouth 68. Robinson has 24 points. Did you notice, by the way, when he looked at King Rice, the extreme confidence that Rice just looked at him, nodded, and just said, go do it.
King Rice has had that confidence in Justin Robinson all year long, starting at West Virginia in game one when Justin Robinson played a phenomenal game, and we see just the development of him throughout this season. King Rice has had that kind of confidence in Justin Robinson since he got on campus. Again, if it was me, I would want Robinson to go right away, but I understand what King is doing there, thinking, you know what, let's get this possession, let's score, and let's get out of the gym.
Tell you what, who wouldn't want to play for a guy like that?
Absolutely.
Monmouth down 69-68 to first place Iona. 2.8 seconds to go. Nicholas, the player, to inbound. He gets it into DeLeo for the win. Off the back iron. The game clock runs out. And Iona survives. They escape Monmouth 69-68. DeLeo got a great look for it, Steve. It just didn't fall.
That was a great look. DeLeo got a screen going to the weak side of the baseline out of bounds. So Monmouth was inbounding it. And Max DeLeo caught it on the left side about 10 feet away in the corner. And he just missed a shot. But it was a great look. It just didn't go down.
What a college basketball game on Sunday afternoon at the Heinz Center in New Rochelle. Iona down 14 at halftime, down 16 in the second half. Comes back like the champs they are, and they win 69-68. Steve, I don't think I'm the only one that's going to feel this way. I want to see round three at the Times Union Center.
Yeah, this would be a great MAC final. Two teams that I think will play a great game against each other. Two teams who like to play fast in transition, so it'll be a lot of fun. They're playing We Are the Champions because Iona has clinched the MAC regular season. They'll be the one seed up in Albany. But what more can you say about the Monmouth Hawks? They played a great game. You knew Iona was going to go on a run. It was a 14-point game at halftime. You knew it was going to happen, then back and forth the rest of the second half. King Rice had a lot of confidence in Justin Robinson, who played another phenomenal game. He had 24 in this ball game, but boy, I really hope we get to see these two teams in the MAC championship.
As Steve said, with that win, Iona clinches the top seed in the upcoming MAC tournament. They'll again be the one seed on the road at the Times Union Center. Monmouth falls to 16-13 overall, 12-6 in the league. Still securely in third right now. Iona 23-6 and 16-2. As we'll take our first, we're going to be joined right away by King Rice. We're joined immediately, Steve, on the air here on the Shore Sports Network by the head coach of the Hawks, King Rice. Coach Rice, thanks for coming over right away. And I'll tell you what, Coach, this was a fun game, and I'm going to lead off with this. I want to see round three up in the Times Union Center. Your thoughts on the game today?
Great game for them. They got the win last second. Let me tell you, we outplayed them the whole day. Crazy game, funny business in this building. Outplayed them. We'll get them next time. Don't worry about it.
Coach, how about Justin Robinson with another phenomenal performance? You put all the confidence, you give him the ball down the stretch. Just how about Justin Robinson?
Justin's a great player, and we got him for two more years. fans, we should be super excited right now. Our team's getting better, and we're coming after everybody, just so you know.
Coach, you go into the final couple of home games now off of not only the four-game winning streak, but coming into this gym, as you said, and playing phenomenally. Your message the final couple of games as we get ready for the MAC tournament.
Well, we should have won that game. We let it slip away. I'm fired up because my kids outplayed them. Funny business, but we'll keep working. We'll have one of the best teams as we go into this tournament.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate you coming over right away. Really appreciate you joining us as we have all season long. Steve and I saw it all game two. Exciting game. Your team played very hard. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thank you. Just shout out to my wife, Summer. She's at home with her and with my in-laws. And Julian, Mr. and Jim and Sandy C. Good to see you. See you when I get home.
That's the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, joining us immediately here on the postgame. Steve, let's now step out. When we come back, we'll go over final game statistics as well as wrap things up from the Heinz Center as we've begun our postgame show presented by Jersey Mike Subs, getting a fired up King Rice right away. And I'll tell you what, we'll talk more about that when we come back as well. Hawks fall to Iona 69-68. We're back in 2 minutes as we'll wrap things up here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Back here as we wrap things up at the Heinz Center, Iona 69, Monmouth 68, in what was a tremendous college basketball game. Monmouth outscores Iona by 14 in the first half. The Gaels outscore Monmouth by 15 in the second half. There's your one-point difference, 69-68. We look at our final game stats, presented by World Subaru, located on Shrewsbury Avenue in Tinton Falls. Visit worldsubaru.com for more information. Monmouth puts four players in double figures, led by 24 from Justin Robinson, one off his career high. Three assists, three rebounds in 37 minutes of action. 13 points for Deion Jones, 10-8 for Brees Kofani, 10-7 for Chris Brady. Monmouth shoots 51% from the floor. They go 2 of 10 from 3, and this is the number that probably hurts more than anything, 14 of 23 from the foul line. Iona puts the big three in double figures. David Lowry, 24 points, 17 for Cedric Cashmere, and after scoring 1 point in the first half, A.J. English ends up with 16 points, ultimately hitting the shots that put Iona, Steve, in the lead for good. The Gaels just shoot 40% from the floor, but they hit 9 of 30 from 3. They also struggle from the line, but they show what champions can do in their building, and they weather a huge storm from Monmouth. They impose the same storm and come out with a one-point win.
Just a great basketball game, a game of runs, as basketball is. Monmouth had a great first half, took a big lead in the halftime. Iona doing what they do. They can go on a run in a snap of a finger, Eddie, and they did that. They took the lead, but really great maturity from Monmouth to respond to that run, take a lead of their own. Monmouth was up 4 in this game, 67-63, and I think the biggest shot of the game was off the 2-3. You had a lob pass down low that moved the zone, and then a skip out to Cashmere, who was on the left wing, and he banged down a 3 right over Justin Robinson. Great closeout by Robinson, a better shot. That brought the game to 1, and then A.J. English with his phenomenal and one play, doing what players of the year do. But I think people saw how good Monmouth is. When you get the right matchup, if you're Monmouth, you can really make a run here in March.
Yeah, and I know I said it at the end of our live action, but I'm going to say it again. I want to see the rubber match between these two teams on the floor at the Times Union Center in Albany. I think that could be, and the way it shakes out, that could be a matchup of, you don't want to get too far in front of yourself, the league final. I think that would be a phenomenal basketball game between these two teams that, you know what, they went at each other for 40 minutes this afternoon. Only game in the league, and it led up to the hype. Steve, I'll let you award our McClune's Player of the Game, presented by McClune's Restaurants. Visit McClune's.com for more information.
Justin Robinson tonight was incredible. 24 points on 9 of 15 shooting. He was 2 of 4 from 3 and 4 of 4 from the foul line. He also had 3 rebounds, 3 assists, only 1 turnover. Monmouth had 17 turnovers as a team. Justin Robinson only had one of them. He also had 1 steal as well.
Justin Robinson, our McClune's Restaurant's Player of the Game. He scores 49 in the combined games between these two teams in the regular season this year. As we take a look at our upcoming game presented by Coach... Can they hit next on the CD track? I mean, we've heard this Billy Joel song like 5 times. Upcoming game presented by Coach USA. It is the final 2 games of the year, and it begins this Thursday, February 26th. How about this matchup? Monmouth and Ryder, the in-state Hourglass rivals, 8 p.m. on ESPN3 down at the MAC in West Long Branch. Winner of that game gets the upper hand on the 2 seed in the upcoming MAC tournament.
Well, Ryder right now without Matt Lopez, who missed their last game with a knee injury. That's a huge factor in the game if he's going to play or not on Thursday night in West Long Branch. We shall see. Monmouth beat Ryder on the road, a come-from-behind victory. We'll see what we get on Thursday night. But if Monmouth can win that game and then win Sunday against Siena, Monmouth would be the 2 seed in the MAC tournament. And what a phenomenal season Monmouth has had. To say that Monmouth is the 2 seed or has a chance at finishing as a 2 seed in March, I think that's pretty phenomenal. Great job by King Rice and his staff.
This is a year after, and we'll wrap things up, this team went 5-15 in the league, and Steve played in the 8-9 game in the MAC tournament, ironically enough, against Ryder. Right now the team, and again, taking nothing away from an Iona team that is now 23-6 and 16-2 in the league. Monmouth is 16-13 and 12-6 in the MAC. It's the most overall in league wins for a